am tasked once again within a reasonable amount of time to try and talk to you about all of the things that we have done over the past year. Once again, it's a lot. We attended the Washington seminar. We sent 8 people to Washington seminar. We approached our congressman at that time on 3 issues: the Americans with Disabilities Business Opportunity Act, technology access bill, and education. The Small Business Opportunity Act would increase chances for entrepreneurship by doing 2 basic things. First, it would include persons with disabilities as presumptively disadvantaged. That means that you do not have to establish that you're disadvantaged to have preferences in procurement issues. We have also asked under that bill for training opportunities so that disabled people can continue to develop their own businesses. Technology access, when we approached Congress in February, we were looking for technology access across the board. We have since tailored a specific bill to consumer electronics, so we are still in the process of approaching Congress on the consumer electronics in terms of accessibility. We would like Congress to require all manufacturers to have built-in non-visual access. We also approached Congress regarding education. You know, sighted kids have all kinds of standards and benchmarks, and we know if a child is behind the benchmarks, ahead of the benchmarks, at the benchmarks, but we don't have the same information for blind students. We're asking for those kind of benchmarks to be established. Since that time, beginning at National Convention, we have worked on the sub-minimum wage issue. Now, Pam Allen approached this in her report quite a bit, so I'm going to just give you an Illinois update on it. I think y'all understand the issue. I don't think any of us want to get paid less than minimum wage. We have begun approaching our congresspeople. We have already talked to both senators about the issue. We have already talked to Congressman Quigley. We talked to Congressman Bobby Schilling, who, by the way, has asked us back, so Bob and Lois, you're going to need to take care of that. He specifically wants us to come back into his office. We have approached Quigley, Gutierrez. Why am I drawing a blank? Bigger. Yes, we just did Bigger. And there are other visits in process. If you can make those visits, contact Annette Grove, who can't be with us today, but is chairing our Federal Legislation Committee. And you would talk to congressmen or the legislative aides about all 4 issues at this point. After Washington seminar, we planned 2 Illinois seminars. We had a parent seminar at which 21 parents from 15 different families came to learn. We concurrently ran a teen scene and kid camp program. That seminar, which was called Spring into Action, Home, School, and Beyond, focused on legislative issues, ISVI, and followed a theme of fostering independence in your young blind children. Only a month later, we handled a second seminar. This was a membership/leadership seminar. 2 of our staff members from our national center, Ron Gardner and Jason Yule, came to facilitate this seminar. We learned about developing new members. We worked on issues that would help us work better in teams. And we generally did brainstorming. Since that time, we've done all sorts of follow-ups in terms of membership development. We had a reception here in August. We have called the at-large chapter, and people who are assisting have called all or almost all of those who are on the white cane list that don't tie to a specific geographic chapter. We are working our way through mailings. We've been reaching out extensively to TVIs, and we'll continue to do so. By the way, that is one of the spots that I have not filled yet in Kelly's absence, is a chair or co-chair for our renewal committee. Leanne Main co-chairs, but we still need a second person to top that committee. Let's cover Braille literacy for a minute. We heard from our life group yesterday. Now, they all exceeded their reading goals, but we had 51 people registered in that contest last year. 51 from one state, of all ages, of course. In terms of youth development, we had 6 students go to USLAM. 3 of them were able to be with us today. Jessica Lopez, who couldn't be with us, has become very active in her Chicago chapter. We sent one student to the law program, Matthew Miller, who was also with us this weekend. And we assisted one student to attend Buddy Camp up in Minneapolis. You know, the youth are our future, no matter how you look at it. I can't stand here forever. I've heard from many of you that you don't intend to stand in your leadership positions forever. We've got to train up that next generation. And toward that end, we've got a lot of new and upcoming leaders. We had a meeting this morning, the IS breakfast, and twice, 2 years in a row now, we've had contested elections. Now, some look at that and go, oh, no, it's going to create bad feelings. You know what? For me, it doesn't. I think it shows me that we have a load of people who want to lead in this affiliate, and they're young people because they're students. Congratulations to those who were elected. Chris Jekyll was reelected, and Megan Dowell has been added to the IEBS board. We worked extensively, and I mean extensively, with the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired this year. We have a very active committee with respect to ISVI. We were predominantly focused on budget issues because we've had several, we've heard that ISVI would be consolidated. As you know, there's a consolidated superintendent for ISVI and the School for the Deaf right now. We've heard that it would be closed. We have definitely had to deal with decreasing budgets and how that impacts. We have tried to help legislators understand that sometimes a line item on paper doesn't tell you what's really happening with that money. So they've cut some things that meant that we wouldn't have enough paper towels and toilet paper in the dorms. So we've had to assist in terms of legislation and budget stuff. There's a lobbyist, Margaret Vaughn, that we've worked extensively with, who was hired by the Alumni Association. Conventions. National Convention. How many here went to National? How many people here, that was their first National Convention? No, we don't have anybody first-timer? Glenn, I don't know where he is right now. You're not listening. All right. We sent people who are veterans and people who are first-timers to National Convention.
Had to turn the microphone on.
I was very pleased to see how many Illinoisans are truly, truly active on the national level in their divisions. Some of us are presidents of divisions. Some of us sit on boards. Many, many of us were asked to speak. We had one national scholarship winner. She couldn't be with us this weekend because it is a Jewish holiday and she is observant. And, of course, I am active on the scholarship committee. I want to talk about funding the movement. This is always the one that people go, You know, we can't do what we do unless we have some money to do it. Right off the top of my head, $8,750 for scholarships. That doesn't include the cost of bringing them here, putting them up, paying for their meals. We assisted people who were speakers at convention to attend convention. We have very, very little money that goes to basic administration. We don't even have a phone bill. So this board has done an excellent job of getting the money where it's really needed. We spend it on assisting people to conventions. We spend it on scholarships. We spend it on programming like Freedom Link. So you need to think hard about helping with the money end. Now, everybody can give something out of their own pocket. I saw people that I know were digging deep in terms of percentage of their income yesterday. The other thing that you can do, and this is the one that makes everybody crazy and makes me crazy to hear you moan about it, raise money. It's not really that hard to ask people for money if you believe in what we do. I sure believe in what we do. I can talk about it ad infinitum. I need each of you to do the same thing. We serve on all sorts of boards, commissions, task forces, beginning with the SRC, which is the, help me, Bob. State Rehab Council. I get stuck on that one all the time. BSPC, Blind Services Planning Council. We have members who serve on the Library Advisory Board. And most recently, we have been appointed to serve on the Governor's Task Force to evaluate and better education for blind and deaf students throughout the state. We've only had one meeting so far, but that's a pretty big appointment to come from a not-for-profit that doesn't have any employees to pay. Mm-hmm. We are all volunteer. We were active in coordinating a roundtable for Kareem Dale, who is the gentleman who works with the president on disability issues. That roundtable was so well attended, there were no seats left in the room. And I want to tell you something about that roundtable that I think is really fascinating. When we went around the room and introduced everyone, people said where they were from. Now, federationists are not secret about where we're from. I'm with NFB. I'm with NFB. I'm with Chicago chapter of NFB. I'm with NFBI. We had six or seven in the room who boldly proclaimed their affiliation with the National Federation of the Blind in one way or another. Other groups had one. And everyone was invited to that. Let's talk about transportation. Jamal, are you in the room?
Yes, I am.
Jamal chairs this particular committee. We have made strides in terms of transportation. We have assisted with getting proper signage on buses. Most recently, we are up again working on advisory boards with respect to paratransit and mainline transit. We've been very active in terms of the proposed fare increases, and we will continue to do that on behalf of our members. Webpage. Our webpage has come a long way. It was getting less than stellar, shall we say, a bit outdated. Thanks to everyone who works on the webpage. We've added Gregory Rosenberg to that team recently. If you have things to go up on the webpage, please send them to me, and we will get them up. What we're trying to do is the calendar needs to be kept up to date. We've done a very good job of that. We're putting up major events in terms of flyers, press releases, conventions, so on. Newsletter. We put out two newsletters this year. Thanks to everyone that works on that. We are consistently one of the few states that gets out a newsletter year after year after year after year. Talk a little bit about next year. And I want to start with the PR committee. Public relations is a behind-the-scenes committee that is so vital to everything we do. If we don't get out the word, we don't get people to conventions. We don't get people to our events. It involves sending emails, sending flyers. It involves a lot of time on the phone. We are always looking for people to volunteer to work on this committee, or I am drafting people to work on this committee. Think hard about giving some time to public relations. And I know Laura Eby has volunteered, and I'll get your name on that list as fast as I can get to my computer. But we need a few more good people, as they say in the military, for that job. It is a job that doesn't have a lot of glory, but we can't do what we do without it. Freedom Link. Debbie Stein has graciously agreed to run Freedom Link next year. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This program is already fully funded. Freedom Link is already fully funded thanks to a grant from the Charlotte Linden Foundation. Our at-large chapter, I would like to see continue to grow. We have now been getting more and more new people on those calls, and we need to consistently bring them back. Leslie, are you in the room?
Yes, I am.
Leslie works really hard on this. Let's give her a hand. The board has approved a 2-day seminar. One day will be for parents and one day for TVIs. We have not done a seminar for teachers of the visually impaired before. I think that this will be an excellent opportunity to bring those two groups together and get people back. Debbie Stein is chairing the parent portion of that, and Debbie Pittman has graciously agreed to head up the TVI portion. Scholarships. We hope to give the same number of scholarships next year, either 5 or 6. That will go back to funding the movement, guys. And I'm really, really pleased to have announced yesterday a brand new endeavor, which is our guide dog committee. How many of you are already involved in that via the emails that are going back and forth? Okay. If there's anybody else that wants to become involved, the first meeting will be 10:25 at 8 o'clock in the evening. And you can call 218-936-1200. Use code 6324. And that concludes my report. Got a motion and a second. Any questions? This is your opportunity to ask me about anything that I can try and answer. And I word my report specifically. I say we. This affiliate is not about any one person. As much as Debbie kids me, honestly, I could get sick tomorrow and not be able to perform, and this affiliate would go on. That's because we have probably some of the deepest leadership I've seen anywhere in the country. Steve.
As long as we are talking about upcoming conference calls, Thursday night, 8 o'clock, Transportation Committee.
Transportation, Thursday night, 8 o'clock, same number, same code. Any other questions, comments? Those in favor of approving the report, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. I'll take that as an approval.
You have been approved, Ms.
And we will continue to carry on and do the good work we do in Illinois.